His remarks come as leading members declared it a pivotal moment for the alliance that had been beleaguered during the presidency of Donald Trump. President Biden is at the alliance's headquarters for the first NATO summit of his presidency. He sat down with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg and underscored the U.S. commitment to Article 5 of the alliance charter. Article 5 spells out that an attack on one member is an attack on all and is to be met with a collective response. President Biden says he wants NATO to know America is there. Israel has a new prime minister for the first time in 12 years. Naftali Bennett secured the backing of parliament and ousted longtime leader Benjamin Netanyahu. The two held a brief handover meeting on Monday. However, there was no formal ceremony that traditionally accompanies a change in government. Israel's parliament, the Knesset, narrowly approved the new Bennett-led coalition government on Sunday, ending Netanyahu's historic 12-year rule. Bennett now presides over a diverse and fragile coalition comprised of 8 small and mid-sized parties with deep ideological differences. Netanyahu serves as the opposition leader. Vaccine maker Novavax says its shot is highly effective against COVID-19 and also protects against variants. The U.S. State of Maryland-based company on Monday announced results from a large late-stage study in the U.S. and Mexico that found its vaccine was about 90% effective. Preliminary data also showed it was safe. We have more international headlines on voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Biden is preparing to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday in Geneva. Ahead of the bilateral summit, the NATO Secretary General